Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Roving with the Arts here on KSJE in Farmington, New Mexico, your cultural beacon for the Four Corners. This is the ninth program in a series I'm calling Hope, Not Hate. And all of the music that's being presented in these 25 programs was music that was composed between the years 1933 and 1945 by composers who were in concentration camps in Germany and Poland between the years 1933 and 1945. Some of them survived, most of them did not. However, their music has survived, which is a wonderful thing. And we can thank an Italian composer, pianist, Francesco Latoro, for making that possible. Each of the programs is dedicated to one or more composers that I've researched a little bit about. Today, Sandor Kuti, K-U-T-I, is one of those composers. He was born in Budapest in 1908 and died in April of 1945 in a concentration camp. He was a Hungarian composer, and in 1940, during the Second World War, Kuti was obliged to do forced labor. In 1944, he was deported to a German concentration camp and died there. Much of his music has been lost. He was rather prolific. He did string quartets, trios, a symphony, a rondo for symphony orchestras, some sonatas for violin particularly, also piano. And what we're going to hear today is his violin sonata in three movements. And it's worth noting he composed this sonata in a forced labor camp in 1944 on self-lined paper. His spirit lives on in this wonderful music. So let's listen now to music by Sandor Kuti. This is written for solo violin and played for us by Giovanni Zonno, Z-O-N-N-O.
Thank you.
We just heard music by Zandor Kuti, K-U-T-I, one of today's featured composers, who was born in Budapest in 1908 and died in a Nazi concentration camp in 1945. This particular piece was written in 1944. The violin soloist was Giovanni Zono. You're listening to KSJE here in Farmington, New Mexico. This is a duet for violin and cello. The cellist is Pierluigi Sanarica and Giovanni Zono, as well as was on the earlier recording. Three movements, simply called Duo. Sanatorium in Paris, the result probably of his living conditions in one of these camps. He was conscripted into the army in France and captured in June of 1940, taken to Flog XB in Nuremberg, and took an active role in the cultural and musical activities there. He was also a scientist, and he organized science lectures in physics, music, and stage performances. He may have been one of the showcase prisoners that the Nazis tried to let the world know that everything was fine in these so-called camps. In any case, we're going to hear music by Emile Gouet. Thank you. We'll be listening to his trio for violin, viola, and cello. Pierluigi Sanaria is the cellist, Cataldo di Palma the violist, and Giovanni Zoni playing violin. The many German concentration camps, the music we heard was his duo for violin and cello. I want to mention to you that on July 23rd, 7 o'clock at First Presbyterian Church on Dustin Avenue, I'll be presenting a concert, a live concert, featuring the music that I've been playing on this program, Hope Not Hate. All of the music composed between the years 1933 and 1945 by composers who lived, some of them survived, many of them did not, in various Nazi prison camps around Germany and Poland. I'll tell you more about that as the time goes on. The next composer that we're going to feature is Gideon Klein, born in 1919 and died in one of the camps in 1945. He was a Czech pianist and composer, and Klein organized the cultural life in Theresienstadt concentration camp. This was a camp that the Germans used as propaganda to show the world how well they were treating their prisoners there. In 1940, Mr. Klein had been offered a scholarship to the Royal Academy of Music in London, but by that time anti-Jewish legislation prevented his immigration. In Theresienstadt, he wrote works for string quartet, string trio, a piano sonata, and he died in unclear circumstances during the liquidation of the Fürstengrube camp in January of 1945. ¶¶ Just heard music by Gideon Klein, our third composer, featured composer on today's program, Hope Not Hate. My name is Mick Hessen, and you're listening to KSJE here in Farmington. I'm going to finish the hour with music by Koprinsky. I'm afraid I can't pronounce these pieces for you. They are all played on piano, however. And the titles are in Czech, and I just don't have that in my vocabulary. But we're going to hear three or four pieces for solo piano by Joseph Koprinsky, who lived between 1913 and 1970.
Thank you.
We just heard music by Joseph Kropensky, performed by Francesco Lotoro here on KSJE in Farmington, New Mexico. One final reminder about a concert that's coming up on July 23rd at First Presbyterian Church here in Farmington, a live concert of this style of music that I've been presenting on this series called Hope, Not Hate. Thanks for joining me.
Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.